Certified Boot Camp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.
Hello. Here we are. Look at that. Let's see. I don't know why I don't see the video. Just a second. We'll get out of here. Hey, let's go here. All right. Now I see myself. Look at that. Let me put up a new share here and get on to what we're going to do today. We have a lot going on. Boy, the world is busy. Our world is busy anyway. We are creating new videos. I'll just give you a little update as we go. So we have our online course, which is our kind of our staple product. Everybody has to take it before they come see us in a 7-day class. The reason for that, by the way, is because we used to do this over 2 or 3 weeks in person. That's very expensive. If you have to travel to us, even I don't care where you are, it's going to be expensive, right? So if we can trim 2 weeks out of that and have you in person for a week, but still you have the content, that's the idea. So that's why we put together the online course. And then lately, the camera technology and things has evolved to be pretty interesting. So I'm going to show you at the break what we're working on and how it looks now. And we'll begin. We've got 11 new videos that are going in, some to replace some and some that are actually just new. And so anyway, it's a bit of work, but I mean, there's, I can't even tell you how difficult this stuff is. There's lighting to deal with. There's the background doesn't quite clean up as much as you want it to. There's, and then you got to redo it. There's audio issues. There's a ton of, I can't even tell you. Then there's the editing, the whole editing thing, right? So if you ever do this, I'm going to give you a tip of the day. Here's your tip of the day. If you mess up, like you read a script, maybe you're reading that out. I ad lib myself. I just look at notes and I just talk. It's my gift. But anyway, if I do that and I make a mistake and I'll say something like, okay, flight instructor, you can't just say the word airplane over. It doesn't work because you have to say it in the context and the tone in which it's being said. So because you might say flight instructor, airplane, ACS, or you might say flight instructor, airplane, ACS. So that word airplane, you're not going to be able to just redo that word. So you got to stop, give pause, and redo the entire sentence. Sentences have to be redone, not individual words. Then you can edit that. That's a clean edit. But if you try to edit individual words, not going to work. So there you go. That's your tip of the day. All righty. And believe me, oh God, I do a lot of this. Excuse me. I'm still coming over this little infection thing, whatever this thing is. But anyway, I'm on it. Well, I'm in it to win it tomorrow on American Airlines. Here we go. Nonstop, at least to Las Vegas. So I'll be there at 11:30, like I said. Okay, let's talk about what we're going to talk about. So as you know, the ACSs, a lot of them have been dropped into their domain to be used, right? They're all effective as of May 31st. And there are some things that are still PTSs. Well, we do get questions about that. In fact, some people ask, I can't find the new instrument airplane for flight instructor, right? Where is that? Well, it's not, it doesn't exist as an ACS. It's still a PTS. Same as sport pilot, recreational pilot. Those are still PTSs. So you'll see the effective dates or the change dates there, but and there have been some changes to those. But in general, those didn't change much. ACSs, though, are a different story. So I've done this presentation before. We do it as part of our CFI class. We do it day one because people always want to know, is your class current with the new ACS? The answer is yes. I was the first one to actually give a presentation on it because the very first moment that it was released, I went to we had a party over here at the Capri. It's a nice, beautiful building. I have friends who live over there. And it's, anyway, they had some afternoon party I went to, and I said, I got to get back. And so I went through those ACSs, and we had a meeting, like a power hour meeting, about those as I had a chance to review those. So, and then someone else knows a lot about this. I think Wendell knows more about the ACS than probably anybody in the whole world because he's been aligning our lesson plans up to those. So this is a good place for you to be. The knowledge is here to help you. So we're going to go through mostly the CFI ACS, but I will go through the private instrument commercial, and I'll show you the things that you need to know. Good news is most of that is the same. They haven't changed much there, but I'll show you what they did. And also there's a new thing that's part of the ACSs that you'll need. It's called the ACS Companion Guide. I'll show you that here in a little bit. So so maybe we start there. Maybe that might be a good place. I need to do a different share, though, to do it. So the FAA, I thought they had really messed up at first, right? So what I mean by that was I was looking through all this, and I was looking in particular for the checklists that they used to have in the PTSs. And those were good because they did have a certain weight to them. So meaning that on the checklist, it would say like flight plan, paper or electronic. And it said something else, paper or electronic. It sort of gave the idea that it was going to be okay to use that. And why would the FAA put it in the PTS if it wasn't going to be allowed? So then DPs started, okay, I guess it's in there, right? So, and the place where they messed up was when it talked about chart supplement, they didn't say paper or electronic. And so a lot of these DPs, one in particular, who's fortunately not one anymore, said, well, that has to be paper because it doesn't say paper or electronic. And I said, so wouldn't you want the student to have the original version of this? Yeah. I said, that's not the paper version. The paper version was printed from my digital version that I have here from FAA.gov. So paper is a facsimile. It's not the real thing. So just so you know, charts too. So anyway, there's that. So anyway, the fight got in there. And so anyway, after all this time, I said, okay, now the ACSs are out, but there's no checklists. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. Because I really like those, especially when I know they're going to fix that one too. Well, where they are, they're in here. They're in this Airman Certification Standards Companion Guide for Pilots. And they did a pretty reasonable job. They do say, I think it's really funny, the contents of this document do not have the force and effect of law. They're not meant to bind. I want them to bind the hell out of them, right? I don't want this loosey-goosey stuff, right? So anyway, I want it to be binding. So a lot of this talks about acceptable forms of identification, which I think you should read. Some things not that obvious, you know, that would that be acceptable or not? Airman testing for knowledge tests, right? That's these things. Also, when the ACSs, the new ones, were put into effect, all the knowledge test codes were realigned to the ACS knowledge areas. So I'll show you in a second what those look like. But they used to have PLT codes, those are learning statement codes, kind of broad in nature. And so you're going to find people who have taken knowledge tests before the release date of this ACS, these ACSs, and they're going to still have PLT codes on their knowledge tests. So you're still going to need to get access to the document. And there are some codes that they have archived. And so those are going to be in here. You can see archived ACS codes. So you may see those on knowledge tests, and you don't have a way to decode those currently because if you go to the ACS, those wouldn't be there. So if you go here, you'll find the archived ones. So that's worth the time. Also, risk management, they changed that. I wouldn't say significantly, but what they did was they said, hey, the risk management stuff was more like should have been in skills. Like, for example, the applicant a failure to distinguish proficiency from currency. All right, so that seemed like a skill because they were saying that's to be evaluated, failure to. Now they say a very generic way of saying that. So I'll show you, there's an example in here, which I'm going to show you. So they changed all those. Instead of making them look like skills, they're more to have a conversation about. You could consider those, not necessarily part of the skill set. So anyway, we'll move on past that. And then there's the actual checklist, which you'll find in here in a second. All right. So let me, so here's the part about the photo, the IDs. So it does say this, so you should make sure that you have the right thing, right here. So make sure everybody has the right stuff, especially foreign students. A passport on its own isn't valid. You need something else. So just little things, right, that can hang up a practical test. And they're so hard to get that you really don't want to be burning a test and then test lot and then having to get another one. That's burning too. All right. So you see failure to use the proper checklist for a system or equipment malfunction. That's like a skill. So they changed all that. And so I'll show you what they say now. So under risk management, they say checklist usage for a system or equipment malfunction. So more of a broad statement than a specific failure to and inability to distinguish. Those kind of words were gone, right? Undesired aircraft state. It's kind of an interesting one. It's kind of all the airplanes I fly are in that, I think you're in that condition right there, right? It's just about everyone. They're in undesired aircraft state. Startle response. Oh, shit. Right? Don't get startled. Okay, so there's that. And then moving on ahead, there's the FOI. It's here. They're talking about that a little bit. So I'm going to have you read that. I'm not going to read it to you, of course. And if I go down to where the checklists are, I'm going to cruise on down to that section. These are all the...